He's called the Dirt Doctor. You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. It's great to be with you today. The beautiful day here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I hope you're having some good weather wherever you are out there in the country. And hope you'll take a little time to think about gardening, a little planning, and actually get out and do some. I know there's a lot going on in the fall. Certainly is here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Kids going back to school. The fair's about to start. Football, baseball, you know, all kinds of activities that kind of get the top priority. So try to save a little bit of time for gardening. This is the best time of the year to do that, especially starting new beds, new landscaping, new vegetable gardens, new herb gardens, planting new things. Great, great time to plant new woody plants and especially trees. So if you have any questions about any of those issues, we can chat about it. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by Dirt Doctor, Inc. It's our company, and what we do is provide information about how to do all these things. We have the website, which is dirtdoctor.com. Very deep, a lot of information. It's all free for you. My books, got a bunch of them. Most of them are still available out there through the normal places to buy books. Probably the easiest for most of you is on the internet, you know, the Amazons and all that kind of thing. And the last two are the ones that are really completely non-regionalized, but even my regional books are pretty much applicable for anybody out there if you adjust a couple of things, and that is timing and some of the specific varieties of plants. And we have books on various subjects in this natural organic arena, landscaping and gardening and pest control. Our Facebook is facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor. The latest thing on there is some information about the black soldier fly, beneficial that you may think is a little gross, but it's really an extremely beneficial part of your garden. And also some pictures of a lot of the flowers that I have in bloom currently at our place. YouTube, we got a lot of YouTube stuff. The Texas Organic Research Center is the not-for-profit part of our organizations. And what else do I need to tell you about? Oh, the membership area, the one thing that cost a little bit on the website is the Organic Club of America. We had a couple of people that couldn't hold that had questions, and I'll go ahead and work those in right now. I hope they're still listening. One was about poison ivy, what to do. We've had poison ivy experts on the show, and yes, there are some. We had a fellow from up in the Northeast that literally is in the business of helping people take care of poison ivy, and his recommendations were the same as mine in that the first step is to physically remove it, not to spray it with some kind of toxic chemical or some kind of an organic spray or burn it with a flamethrower. That'd be the worst thing in the world you can do because you might get it into your lungs if you do that. So physical removal is step one without any question across the board. And if you're highly, highly allergic to it, what you need to do is hire somebody to come in and do it. And a lot of the landscape contractors will have people, believe it or not, that can be around the stuff and not get deathly sick handling it. But digging it out as carefully as possible is the first step. And those stems, those underground stems, are reproductive. So you have to get all of that out as much as you possibly can. Then as it feathers back and tries to regrow, those little small shoots can be spot sprayed with the vinegar, with the essential oil sprays, with the fatty acid sprays. In other words, the organic, the natural organic herbicides. the toxic stuff like Roundup, one of the most toxic chemicals that's still out there in all kinds of ways. I don't recommend for anything, but it's not even very effective on the poison ivy. The broadleaf herbicides are to a degree, but they are extremely toxic and dangerous to be around, so I don't recommend those either. Plus the fact the physical removal is really the way you have to go. Now, those people that are lucky enough to live in the country and can do this, there is one other thing that will work, and that is goats will eat it. You can tether goats in an area where there's poison ivy, especially certain breeds, and there's information about that on the internet for you. That is an additional way to go. The other question that we got from somebody that couldn't hoe was that they have a 40-pound bag of dry molasses that's hard as a brick, apparently got wet. What can you do with it? Well, there's a couple things. One is you can put it in the driveway and drive over it several times, put some plywood over it and crush it back into a powder and use it as a dry broadcast fertilizer or beneficial microbe stimulator. Or you can break off chunks of it and soak them in water, screen off the solid. Since it's dry molasses, it will have big particulate matter in it. The dry molasses is made by taking some kind of organic residue. It can be bits of old peanut hulls or soy hulls, which is the most common one here, or other organic matter that's laid out and sprayed with liquid molasses. That's what dry molasses is. So when you put a big chunk of it in water and let it soak, you'll get a sweet molasses water, but you'll also have a lot of particulate matter in it that'll have to be either screened out or just throw it out and, you know, in a big watering can and let the particulate matter go out with the liquid. If you want to spray it, though, you'd have to screen that stuff out. It hasn't hurt the product from its efficacy at all. It's just, you know, messing up the physical properties, making it harder for you to put it out. Break it up, crunch it up, soak it in water. It'll be fine to use. Okay? Back to the phones. And let me see whose turn it is. Regina, next up in Dallas. Hello, Regina.
Hey, Howard. You know, I've been listening to your show, and every time Logan introduces you, it makes me think of Loganberry juice that I grew up with up in New York State, and I never see it anymore. So just a trivia question, and I have always wondered, I grew up with Loganberry juice. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, and it's really good. I've never grown it, but it's a good juice and good for you.
So is it just that it's just not around much anymore? You don't even see it on the shelves anywhere. I mean,
we looked into it one time to grow it because, you know, Logan's name and everything, but I never did it. I am growing some goji berries at home that one of the listeners brought up, and it seems to be like they said. I haven't produced any berries yet, but the plant's tough as it can be. Loganberry, I seem to remember in the back of my feeble mind that it needs a more acid soil situation, you know, along the lines, but maybe not quite so much as blueberry. But it's one that I'm sure we've got some listeners out there that have grown. Maybe they'll call in and give you and me both some advice on it.
You know, my blueberries never do good. I don't know what the deal is. And I've heard before you have to have at least two blueberry plants when you do it.
Not really. You just got to have really good soil. If you look at the input that we've got on the website, it pretty much tells you how to do the blueberries.
And I did send away for three goji plants, and now this is the second year. Still no, but I have little tiny little signs of having a little berry. But they didn't do very good for a while, but then this year they're doing good. And supposedly, you're right, because I looked it up, they're supposed to be a very hardy bush.
Yeah, mine are doing pretty well. This is the first year, though, so we'll see what happens next year.
Okay, just a little trivia, and that's all.
Thank you, Regina. Appreciate the call. There was a note there about how we came up with Logan's name. The answer to that is my wife did not want a name that you could tell whether she was a girl or a boy. Don't, you know, ask me why that's such a big deal. But anyway, it was basically the only name we could both agree on. And I'm glad we did it. It's worked out well for her. She still gets mail quite a bit for Mr. Logan Garrett Smith. Now, let's see who's next. Danny in Bosque, Texas next. Hey, Danny.
Well, I'm actually in Bosque County.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What's up?
Vitex. I kind of was hoping they would rebloom on their own this year. They didn't. It's probably too late to cut them. And when would I need
it's to too late this
to
year.
Try to get a fall?
Next year, you got to cut them off right when the first flower starts to fade. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, be back with you right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Here in San Antonio, Texas, is Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Howard. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
Thanks for your help. I'm fine. Thank you. I wanted to find out, please, your recommendation to keep animals away from our vehicles. Something, maybe squirrels built a nest on top of the engine of my car.
You know, rats will do that, too. Years ago, I was working, doing landscape design and consultation for a big corporate headquarters, and they had rats getting into the cars all over the place in the parking lot. And we've had homeowners call about it from time to time. It kind of comes in waves. Generally, it's in the winter.
Yes, sir. It was.
Okay. It was for you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know what to tell you other than you can, if you spray something in there that's a repellent like orange oil or garlic or something else like that, you know, you're going to have odor issues for yourself with the car. A lot of times people have told me that what they're looking for in the winter is not only the warmth, but also moisture. And they're eating through lines and, you know, they'll end up hurting themselves, obviously, but they're trying to find some moisture in there. So putting some pans of water or some water in some way over in another area can help keep them away from your car. Other than that, traps and things like that, I guess you could consider. But the main thing is just kind of keep an eye on it. And when you see something happening, be proactive about getting rid of anything they're bringing in there and maybe spray something that would be a repellent. Putting something real strong under the car on the ground, you know, like the real hot red pepper or something like that that have a very strong fragrance and maybe be really hot would probably help some too.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Howard.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
San Antonio checking in. Let's see what Marla in Fort Worth is up to. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
I'm having a problem with my miniature crepe myrtles. Little dwarf crepe myrtle. The stems are getting black.
Well, that's probably what's called sooty mold, and sooty mold is a fungal disease or fungal organism that grows on sweet stuff or insect waste, basically. It's called honeydew. And that means that you have some scale insects, some aphids, some mealybugs, something like that, that are creating the honeydew, and then that black is forming on the plant. What'll take care of both of them would be any of the essential oils. EcoSmart is a commercial version. EcoSafe is the pest control company that we work with, and they have their own line of products that works really well in that situation. In the past, I've made my own mixture using Garrett juice as the base, and then into the Garrett juice putting 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of spray, and then the product called BioWash added to that. Spraying it will kill the disease organism and the insects.
Okay, I was wondering what to use with the Garrett juice. I spray with the Garrett juice, and then in your book, some you said something about apple cider vinegar mixed with it, or
vinegar would help some if you didn't make it too strong. The hydrogen peroxide would also help, would also knock out the black sooty mold for sure. It wouldn't do as much good on the insects, but it would help. So making that part of the spray would be fine.
Okay, how much hydrogen peroxide would I add to your Garrett juice?
Well, when you're spraying hydrogen peroxide as a disease control, if it is coming out of the sprayer at the mixture of about 1%, that's pretty perfect. And 1%, just to give you something to go by, the stuff you buy at the grocery store in the bottles is 3%. So if you dilute it into the Garrett juice, make it probably no more than a quart of your liquid mixture per gallon. Hydrogen peroxide instead of water.
Right.
You know, exchange a quart of water for a quart of hydrogen peroxide. That'd probably be the perfect mix.
Okay, because I have both. I just wasn't sure which to use.
Well, I think the hydrogen peroxide would be better than the vinegar.
Okay.
Although vinegar might work pretty well, too. It'd be kind of an interesting experiment to try both and see which way works best for you. You just don't want to make the vinegar too strong, or you're going to burn some foliage with it, as you would with hydrogen peroxide used too strong. We first recommended spraying hydrogen peroxide by itself at 3%. And in the winter and the cooler part of the growing season, it works beautifully. It'll cure any kind of disease, up to and including viral diseases. But in the heat, it will burn the foliage. So you got to cut it down, you know, about a third of the strength that it is in the bottle, and that still controls the disease but won't give you that phytotoxicity, that burn of the foliage.
Okay, so if you use the 5 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in a gallon of water, would I use less of the vinegar?
I think 5 tablespoons of vinegar in a gallon of water wouldn't burn anything at all. I think it'd be fine.
And mix that with your
with the hydrogen peroxide also and the Garrett juice. Yeah, that'd be fine. I'm gonna have to run, but give those a try and let me know which way works best for you. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this, 866-444.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40-50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Here's our friend Garlic Mike. Haven't talked to him in a while. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. How's your garden?
Well, that's the purpose of my call. We're getting to that time of the year where you need to start thinking about getting your beds tilled up and get your amendments added and getting ready for your garlic planting. All your regular program and emphasis on nitrogen addition to it, and that's really where you need to start. But an opportunity is coming our way Wednesday the 16th. I'm not promoting this business specifically, but it's just Central Market in our area is going to have a garlic fest. Every department is going to have garlic specialty items available. And there's going to be varieties of garlic for sale that normally aren't available at any source in our area.
Good.
And this is an opportunity for your listeners to run out and grab two or three heads of some unique varieties of garlic and get them planted and get that started for, you know, their personal gardens.
What's the date again?
This Wednesday, the 16th,
okay.
All day long at Central Market. I live near the Lover's Lane, Greenville Avenue, right off of Central Expressway store. And that's where I've seen it advertised. I don't know if it's in every store, but I would think it would be.
Probably all of them around Texas, would guess. Well, that's good. That's a good tip. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Always there, whatever I can bring.
Yeah, it's getting near that time. I guess the ideal time to plant garlic for us here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is October the 1st through the 15th, or right in there somewhere.
As a general rule, that works well. That gives you good root development before the winter hits. I've, in years past, had my garlic encrusted in 6 inches of ice for a week at a time. And because of that good, healthy root development and the aeration of the soils, garlic doesn't like to sit in wet. It has to be well drained.
Right, like most plants, yeah.
And lava sand is our friend here. I generously apply lava sand to my beds. I don't think you can use too much in our black clay soil.
Yeah, lava sand is an incredible tool, and it's one of the most criticized things that I recommend, going back to when I first started all this. But it's very important. I'm glad you brought it up.
Combination of a good soil that's loose enough for the bulbs to develop easily, and then your Garrett Juice Plus. I heard you with your commercial from Medina. That's my fertilizer of choice. If you're going to drench it heavy, once a month is enough. If you want to just have some fun with it, twice a month, once every 2 weeks, give it a good spray with a little backpack sprayer, a little portable sprayer. That's really all it needs. It's just happy as it can be with that.
Pretty tough if you just use some common sense. Mike, yeah, thanks very much. Good stuff.
Always good to hear you, Howard.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
He's always got some good stuff for us on garlic. Garlic Mike from here in Dallas, Texas. And if you haven't grown garlic before, even if you don't like it, it's a beautiful plant. You can plant it and let it go to flower. The flowers are beautiful, and have it in the perennial garden. You can use it to make the natural garlic pepper tea, one of the first pest control things that I ever recommended. But if you eat it like Mike and I do, it's very, very good for you, and eat lots of it. Let's see who's next. Sharon in Grand Prairie is. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have Bermuda grass, and it gets full sun. And this morning, yesterday afternoon, actually, there was black powdery, I would assume, fungus in several spots, like 8 or 10 spots, and about the size of a small basketball.
Well, you know what that black sooty stuff on your grass is?
No, sir.
It is a benign not beneficial so much as just a benign fungus called slime mold.
Slime mold.
Slime mold. There's information on our website about it. You can kill it real easily, but you don't have to because it doesn't do any damage. The worst thing it does is if you walked across it with light-colored shoes or pants, you'd get the black on your clothing.
That's true.
Yeah, so other than that, it's not anything to worry about. You can kill it with baking soda mixed in water at a tablespoon per gallon. You can kill it with cornmeal juice. Soak a little cornmeal in water and spray that. You can kill it with hydrogen peroxide diluted with water a little bit. In other words, any of the organic disease control sprays will kill it. It is the same thing that you see sometimes in mulch beds that look like a dog threw up, some yellow or red or white mass in the mulch. That's the same organism that shows up as a sooty material in the grass.
Okay. So my husband went out and put a little sulfur powder on it. Is that wrong?
That'll kill it too. Just be careful about sulfur. If you put too much sulfur out on the soil, and a lot of our soils need some sulfur, but if you put too much, it really fouls up the beneficial life in the soil.
Okay. Well, I don't think he'll do it again. He just did it once.
Okay. Yeah, light dusting is fine.
Okay. Well, thank you ever so much. I appreciate it. And we don't have to – I mean, if he does nothing to it, what happens?
It'll eventually just go away. It doesn't do any damage at all. The one that grows in the mulch, the thicker stuff that literally looks like somebody threw up, that stuff only hurts plants if it gets thick enough and grows up to cover the little seedlings that are coming up, something like that. Bigger plants doesn't hurt them at all.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Call us again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Let's go next to New Jersey and talk to Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good. I'm calling from Cape May, New Jersey, where we have sandy soil, and every year I put in zucchini plants. The plants do well. I get a lot of flowers. Right now I might have on one plant 8 or 10 zucchini. They grow to about 3 inches. They start to shrivel. I've had the soil tested. They told me to add some calcium, and I've done it. Someone else said some organic disease killer on the fruits themselves. All season, maybe I've gotten 8 zucchini and probably lost 300.
Okay, what you've got there could be disease, Glenn, but it's more likely poor pollination. And so what you do for that long term is plant a whole bunch of other plants that bloom with flowers of different colors and different seasons. That helps to bring the pollinators to your garden. Plus, it's just prettier, too. You can look at my Facebook right now and see some of the things that I use in my garden here. So that'll help you a lot. Also, if you'll look at look online. I think we've got it there now. It's in my vegetable gardening book that Malcolm Beck and I did for sure. You can actually pollinate by hand your zucchini or squash yourself if you're not having enough beneficial insects for pollination in the garden. It's pretty easy to do, really. You take the male flower and dab it on the female flower. The female flower is the one that has the swelling that you see grow into a small fruit. And even though it's producing fruit for a while and then it shrivels up, that can be a pollination problem.
Did you pollinate again after they've started, or is that earlier?
No, just in the beginning is the only time it would give you any help. The other thing I'd recommend that you do, Glenn, sounds like maybe you're new to what we talk about here, is use the Garrett juice spray and drench that was just mentioned. Garrett juice, you can make yourself. My formula is on the website. It's a mixture of compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. It sets buds and will help with if there's a disease problem or if there's a pollination problem, either one, the Garrett juice will help the fruit set and development. So get into using it along with other organic fertilizers, and you'll see some great improvement.
All right. Thank you for your help.
I appreciate the call. Let's go to, Diane is holding the longest, I believe, in Flower Mound, Texas. Hi, Diane.
Good morning, Howard.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm glad I don't have slime mold, but I do have crepe myrtles that I want to get rid of.
Well, slime mold is not a real big problem. It's actually pretty colorful in some situations.
Well, yeah, and I think it's probably easier to get rid of than my crepe myrtles.
You got that you've cut down and keep coming back?
And they keep coming back. And I've cut them, and I've cut them, and I've cut them, and I've cut them, thinking maybe eventually, like you say, they would run out of juice, but they're not.
Where are they? In the turf or in a bed?
No, they were in a bed, and they had overgrown the bed, so we cut them out, and so now the problem is that what roots are left are right by the fence line.
Okay.
They're really hard to get
to. Are they popping up all over the place or just in one spot?
Just in one spot.
Well, one thing you can do is get some old tin cans that you bought a big deal of beans in at the grocery store or any kind, whatever size is appropriate size, and you literally can turn a tin can over the crown of a plant that keeps sprouting back and work it down into the soil, jam it down, dig it in, put it down to, cover that sprout that keeps
coming up,
and it'll kill it.
Okay. What if I did something like that but got a big piece of metal from the hardware store and kind of slid it in between the fence to kind of cover it back on the other side?
Yeah, anything you can do to cover it up and kill that ability of that terminal growth to start, that'll shut it down.
Okay.
You bet.
All right. We're going to give that a try. I usually don't try to get rid of things, but these need to go.
Even a piece of an old piece of carpet put over it and then mulch over that can help. Any way to just, stop that brand new little growth from getting a start, that'll shut it down.
Perfect.
Okay.
Wonderful.
All right.
I've been organic for 20 years, and I'm not going back now.
Way to go.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Yeah, and even if you did step over the line and use a chemical, it doesn't work that well on that kind of thing anyway. The chemical pushers would recommend 2,4-D for that. And that product has been directly linked to cancer in pets very strongly, and also very much a consideration being related to cancer in humans as well. Shouldn't be used. Let's see who's next. Dan in Brownsboro, Texas. Hello, Dan.
How's it going, Howard?
Doing well.
I've got about half my peach trees were killed, and I got two of those that are blooming now.
Wow. Tell you what, I hear the birds. My counter's not working very well this morning. I hear the birds. Let me put you on hold so we won't be rushed when I come back. Is that okay?
Sure.
And we'll get as many people in before I leave as I can. This is the last segment, but telephone number for the rest of this show and next week, 866-444-3478.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family health care strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard here, and we're going to try to get through all these callers. Let's see what order I need to do. Dan, we were already talking to. Dan, you had trouble with some of your trees or all of them?
About half of them died, but I've got two that are blooming quite well.
Okay. They're blooming now?
Yes. That's what was a curious situation.
Yeah, they're mixed up because of the weather.
Yeah.
Here's what I'd tell you without seeing them, Dan. And by the way, you and anybody out there can send us photographs, and a lot of times I can help more when I can see a photograph of the situation. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. But the most common thing I see when people are having trouble with fruit trees, now this year the weather was a big deal, but the thing year after year after year I see the most common is that the trees are too deep in the ground. Fruit trees are worse than any other kind of tree about being too deep because of them being too deep in the beginning. So exposing the flares, look at my website, dirtdoctor.com. We just did a newsletter about, you know, good and bad flare situations, and you can see what I'm talking about. If you uncover them all, I think that'll go a long ways towards solving your problem. The second thing is look at my website, and under guides on the front page, on the home page of the website, there are all of the basic programs and my formulas there, and one of them is the Organic Fruit and Pecan Tree Program. Look at it. Do as much of the detail as you can, as budget and time allows, and you'll see your fruit trees just turn around and do much, much better.
Can the peaches be propagated? We've tried, and we have been unsuccessful.
From stem cuttings?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can stem cut, propagate anything. It's just some plants are harder to do than others, and timing is the thing. You've got to learn what is the ideal time to do it, and a lot of times you have to experiment with doing it early. The first one would be late. Right now it'd be to do it at this time right now, going into late summer, and then the next time would be to do it in the early spring when the buds are swelling but haven't opened yet, and then the third time to do it would be after new growth comes out and it's not tender anymore. It hardens off, and that's going to be kind of early summer. Though one of those three times will work best for you with your different varieties.
Okay. Another thing, can we not grow longleaf pines in this area?
Depends on your soil. The longleaf pines are sandy, acid soil pines.
I don't know about the acidity, but I know this is the sandiest soil I ever saw.
Okay, check the acidity. Get a simple soil test. If you've got acid soil, that tree will grow fine, as will all other pine trees. I need to run and help some other people, but I think that...
One other question. Where can I get them?
The pine trees you can get from the Texas Forest Service. Contact them. Okay.
Oh.
All righty. Let's try to get through a few more people here. Olivia in Mesquite, Texas is next up. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, Garrett. Good morning. My question is, I planted some of these baby gem boxwood, and they're the small ones that don't grow too high. Well, they've been in the ground, I think, at least 6 months, and I've noticed that the roots are showing at the top at a couple of them. I think I planted them too high.
You can't plant them too high. That's great.
Just
put a little mulch over the exposed top, just a thin layer, but being planted high is the best thing you can do.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, because I didn't know if I should dig them up.
No. You're great. No. Most people plant them too low. You got them up at the right height.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Lance next in Irving, Texas. Hi, Lance.
Howdy. I've recently acquired a problem with an armadillo. And, you know, he's been digging those little holes around. I got some cantaloupe honeydew hybrids.
Making a mess in your garden?
Yeah, and I really don't want to remove him because he's kind of a nice addition around. But I already lost my blackberries after all that rain. It seemed like it just blew the blooms right off, when that finished. But I got a half St. Bernard dog that goes chasing after them and is long, thick rope, I always keep the cantaloupe honeydew under, stressful situations, but I put some mothballs kind of around, and then
don't want to do that ever again. Mothball is very, very toxic, especially the...
weren't pretty close, but that is repelling, but I even sprayed some pepper spray around, because I know about the time of the night he comes by, and he's right there in the middle of it while it was still wet, and my dog was... trying to hold him back from getting
The thing you need to do if he's a problem, and armadillo can really ruin your plants, you need to put out a trap and catch him and move him somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what
Listen up. Go to my website and look at the situation there on traps. The thing about trapping an armadillo is that you've got to put boards going into the trap so he'll run into the board and then follow the boards. The funnel right in. We've got photographs on our website and on the in the Texas Bug Book both that show how to trap them, and that's the best way to go there. Those of you holding on, hang on. I'll talk to you off the air before I get out of here. I've enjoyed being with you today. A lot of good questions and some tips and comments that we always appreciate. I hope you're having as nice a weather as we're having here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I hope ours continues for a while. Remember, this is the best time of the year to garden, best time of the year to do bed preparation and plant new plants. Enjoy what gardens you do have, and of course, don't forget to feed the birds.